This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Hello, my name is David Pulteney. I'm the Methodist minister in charge of the Dunedin Parish. We are at Galloway Street in Mornington, Gordon Road in Marsdeale, and Chambers Street in the Northeast Valley. We also have a close working relationship with Tongan and Fijian Methodist congregations in the city. You can check us out on our Facebook page, on our website, and on YouTube at Mornington Methodist. Today is often said to be the birthday of the church, so happy birthday. Today is Pentecost. And we'll be reflecting on the story of the coming of the Spirit. First of all, and I think quite appropriately, I'd like to start with A Blessing for Fire by John O'Donohue. Let us praise the grace and risk of fire. In the beginning, the word was red, and the sound was thunder, and the wound in the unseen spilled forth the red weather of being in the name of the fire, the flame, and the light. Praise the pure presence of fire that burns from within without thought of time. The hunger of fire has no need for the reliquary of the future. It adores the eros of now. Where the memory of the earth and flames that lick and drink the air is made to release its long-enduring forms in a powder of ashes, left for the wind to decipher. As air intensifies the hunger of fire, may the thought of death breathe new urgency into our love of life. As fire cleanses dross, may the flame of passion burn away what is false. As short as the time from spark to flame, so brief may the distance be between heart and being. May we discover beneath our fear embers of anger to kindle justice. May courage cause our flies to flame in the name of the fire and the flame and the light. Our first hymn isn't a hymn in the ordinary sense. It is a piece of chant often used in some traditions between Ascension Day and Pentecost, a prayer for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Veni, Sancte Spiritus. This setting is by the Taizé Ecumenical Monastic Community in France.
Spiritus, Veni Sancte 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 Spiritus, Veni Sancte
This is a query, a prompt for self-reflection from the New Zealand Society of Friends, the Quakers, Te Hauri Tuhauriri. Take heed, dear friends, to the promptings of love and truth in your heart and respond to them. They are the leadings of all that is good and pure. In each of us, there is a light to show us our condition and to renew us. Cherish that of God within you, so that love may grow in you and guide your life. Flame of purity, light us up. Flame of beauty, light us up. Flame of wisdom, light us up. Flame of friendship, light us up. Flame of true speech, light us up. Flame of true seeing, light us up. Breath of God, blow away all that is unclean. Rain of God, revive our withered lives. Wind of God, blow us to wild places as you will. Breeze of God, refresh us as you desire. River of God, flow through us and heal our land. I invite you to say with me in a version, indeed a language of your choosing, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. A Prayer for Pentecost by the New Zealand writer Bill Wallace. O God, who comes as a disturbing comforter, shattering the rigid preconceptions of our minds and hearts, give us the grace to welcome your coming, to trust beyond where we can see, to have hope in the midst of chaos, to learn from our mistakes, to accept your forgiveness, and to walk steadfastly in the way of gospel gladness. Amen. Our next hymn is very much from my own Methodist tradition, Love Divine or Love's Excelling. A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't those who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd, "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all my people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." They say Pentecost is the church's birthday. How do we celebrate birthdays? Us grown-ups might have cake or even the odd balloon. But we find that our birthdays can bring a degree of introspection, a chance of a life audit. And as church, we've been around a while now. A good question we might ask ourselves on this, our birthday, is just how much are we growing to be like our parents, God, Father, Mother? And particularly, how much are we growing in the image of the one who uniquely expressed what God is like and embodied it in his own humanity? How much are we coming to resemble Jesus? When we look in the mirror, do we see something of God's compassion, justice, faithfulness? Is that likeness becoming more marked over time, or is it fading away? And it won't be staying the same, things never do. If we are to ask ourselves this question, then let us consider the miracle at the heart of the Pentecost story. The miracle isn't so much the outpouring of the Spirit as the constant witness of Scripture to the generosity of God beginning in creation. The miracle lies in what this outpouring achieves, how it is enacted amongst those who received it. Let's take a look at that day, the Feast of Pentecost, so called, because it occurs 50 days after the celebration of Passover. Pentecost is a Greek word. In Hebrew, it's called Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, the celebration on which Jews record the giving of the Torah, and which celebrates the first grain harvest in the land of Israel after it was settled. It is the completion of Passover. The people are freed of Passover, but now they have the law. Now they have the first fruits of the land they settled. So also for us, Pentecost stands for completion. Right at the beginning, Christians understood the death and resurrection of Jesus as Passover, as liberation and freedom. Pentecost marks a new order, the birthday so often talked about. So let's look at the account. Here in Jerusalem, the city was heaving, just like it had been 50 days earlier for Passover. Jews from around the Mediterranean attended Jerusalem for one of the pilgrim festivals. They spoke a range of languages. They were together, of course, in one purpose, but perhaps clinging to their groups, to people who spoke their language, to people who weren't too foreign. Yet in the drama of this Pentecost day, the Spirit spreads like tongues of flame, like wildfire, among those gathered there, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. The true miracle of Pentecost is the overcoming of separation, the end of estrangement, the creating of the possibility of mutuality and hospitality between people. It is this miracle which forms and gives energy to a new community. It gives life and energy to us still. I want to tell a little story, a true one in fact, to show something of the presence of spirit, building connection across difference, and in this case, despite the institutional church. Amid the chaos and destruction in Europe at the end of World War I, the American Friends Service Committee, the US Quaker charity for the relief of poverty overseas, sent volunteers to Europe. They included a nurse who went to a village in Poland. There she attended the births, nursed the dying, and attended at many an illness in between. Eventually, she succumbed to illness herself and died. The villagers loved her, this foreigner with her strange ways, her clumsy Polish, and her different faith, had become one of them. So naturally they wanted to bury her in their cemetery. Yet here's the thing. When the parish priest told his bishop what the villagers wanted, he was told in no uncertain terms that this was impossible. The graveyard was consecrated ground. The woman had been a Protestant, and as a lifelong Quaker, had never even been baptized. She'd have to be buried in unconsecrated land. So, she was buried without ceremony in a field beyond the cemetery. But the night after the burial, something wonderful happened. The villagers moved the cemetery's fence and extended the boundary far enough into the field that her grave was now part of the cemetery. This, to me, is a Pentecost miracle. The overcoming of difference through trust and love. Seeing our connection to the other as being more significant than our difference. Would that we had more of them, miracles of understanding and community. Amen. So now, let's pray. And let's pray for those miracles of understanding and community. In an ever more polarized world, where our differences become poisonous and rancid, let there be signs of understanding, appreciation of the other, a genuine listening. Let us not forget the humanity of one another, however sharply we may disagree. This time of year is a time when we pray for Christian unity, so let's pray for the unity of Christians, that in coming together, in growing closer to one another, we learn more of the treasures each of our traditions brings. And we more credibly witness to the love of God in Christ in the world. we pray for peace. Remember Ukraine, Myanmar, Sudan, Palestine. We lament that we become inured, that we think of certain places in the world, well, this is how it is. We pray for peace. In a moment of peace, we remember those we love and care for, those we have asked for our prayers, those we feel called to pray for, and if there's someone or something you'd like to name in that prayer, name that person, that thing now. We made these and all our prayers in the name of Jesus, Son of God, brother to everyone who lives. Amen. Our final hymn this morning is Seek Ye First. Pentecost Sonnet by Malcolm Geet. Today we feel the wind beneath our wings. Today the hidden fountain flows and plays. Today the church draws breath at last and sings, as every flame becomes a tongue of praise. This is a feast of fire, air and water, poured out and breathed and kindled into earth. The earth herself awakens to her maker and is translated out of death to birth. The right words come today in their right order, and every word spells freedom and release. Today the gospel crosses every border. All tongues are loosened by the Prince of Peace. Today the lost are found in his translation, whose mother tongue is love in every nation. And now, may we each know the Spirit of God within us, and throughout the world, that this day may be for us an experience of heaven, of stillness within the busyness, of hope within the pain, of peace beyond our anxieties, and a quality of life that is not limited to the competitive or the mechanical. May this day be a spirited day for us all. Amen. I invite you to say the grace with me. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. Thank you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.